The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitwani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika
wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah.
My dear viewers of Anichan, welcome to another sisla. We've been going through all these blessed days of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we are gaining the blessings of Ramadan. Different topic every day. And as you know, we're coming towards the end of Ramadan, and there's one specific night which we remember in the blessed month of Ramadan, in which we stay up doing ibadat. And our topic today is the night of power. What is this night of power, inshallah, we will listen to this from our Muballigeen. This is our topic today, inshallah. But before we speak on our topic, let's start to listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, may the person who hears my name being mentioned but does not recite salat upon me be disgraced. May the person who finds Ramadan but is not forgiven before its departure be disgraced. And may the person who has all parents but does not enter into heaven by respecting and serving them be disgraced. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Manishan, just try to reflect over these things. But these are those things which leads a person towards to be disgraced in the dunya, and also it could be a means of disgrace in the afterlife as well. And salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of them things. If the person who doesn't recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever we hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should get into the habit of reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some people, you find that they hear the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time to time again in bayans, in mubalighi, but they remain quiet. It's like also in another place, they talked about the person, he's the most stingiest person who doesn't recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when hearing the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Bani Channel, whenever you hear the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always get into the habit of saying sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azawajal, if you're listening at home, and whenever you are listening today on our silsila, whenever you hear the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say durood, read salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we will save ourselves from being disgraced. The other person who was mentioned regarding that the one who finds Ramadan but is not forgiven before his departure be disgraced. My dear viewers of Bani Channel, we are in the month of Ramadan. Within this blessed month of Ramadan, just ask yourself, have you able to gain forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you done those actions which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you been saving ourselves from committing sins in the month of Ramadan? Because you find a lot of people in the daytime, we starve ourselves, we keep ourselves hungry, but at night you get people to pass time, people are watching movies, people are listening to all sorts of things and rubbish. People are on the net spending day and night and passing time on the net. And like this, they are destroying their fast. Like this, they are destroying their worship, involving themselves. And keep in mind that we need to be protecting our eyes from haram, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan. We need to keep our tongue away from haram. We need to save our ears away from haram. And the one who doesn't gain forgiveness before the departure of Ramadan, that person is also been mentioned to be disgraced. So my dear viewers of Mani Channel, we are in the month of Ramadan. These moments of Ramadan, make use of these. If up to now we haven't done ibadat, if up to now we haven't worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if up to now we haven't pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if up to now we haven't saved ourselves from sin, we still have an opportunity before Ramadan leaves us, before Ramadan goes, and if you're still in the same state as we were before Ramadan, still involved in sin, still involved in the wrong actions, then it could be that we might be entitled of those who might be disgraced in the dunya. And the last thing which has been mentioned, my dear viewers of Mani Channel, the one who finds his parents in old age is not entered into heaven by respecting them and serving them be disgraced. My dear viewers of Manichal, today we spend, maybe you have spent our month of Ramadan fasting. We might have spent the month of Ramadan doing ibadat, reciting the Holy Quran. But keep in mind, are we respecting our parents in the month of Ramadan? Are we looking after our parents? Because if we are not looking after our parents, people sometimes are involved in high ibadat. People are involved in nawafil, in optional fast, in giving sadaqah. People are performing hajj. People are doing all sorts of actions. But keep in mind, we need to be looking after our parents. We need to be serving our parents. For our parents to tell us to do a little task which doesn't cross the laws of Sharia, then we need to be fulfilling them straight away. We go and serve our parents. We look after our parents. And we ask our parents to pardon us, to forgive us, especially in these moments of Ramadan, in these days of Ramadan. And we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us safe and protected from them things which lead a person to be disgraced. Those three categories of people: the one who hears the name of the Holy Prophet ﷺ being mentioned and does not recite durood upon the Prophet ﷺ; the one who finds Ramadan but is not forgiven before his departure; and the one who has old parents but is not entered into heaven through serving them, be disgraced. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us safe and protected from all these types of category of people. My dear viewers of Badichalam, you will be watching our silsila, our Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we're going to be talking about the night of power today. But before we talk about that, let's listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran and the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بے شک ہم نے اسے شب قدر میں اتارا.
وما ادراك ما ليلة القدر,
اور تم نے کیا جانا کیا شب قدر.
ليلة القدر خير من الف شهر,
شب قدر ہزار مہینوں سے بہتر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر,
اس میں فرشتے اور جبریل اترتے ہیں اپنے رب کے حکم سے ہر کام کے لیے.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر,
وہ سلامتی ہے صبح چمکنے تک.
صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیہ یا حبیب اللہ. آسمان گر تیرے تلووں کا نظارہ کرتا, تو روز ایک چاند تصدق میں اتارا کرتا, تو روز ایک چاند تصدق میں اتارا کرتا. چھپ گیا دینے میں, اے کاش
Zamani Chan, we have a very beautiful topic for you, and obviously it's related with the coming night, the night of Qadr. Obviously we're talking about Laylatul Qadr. We have our Muballighins with us, Iftihar Bhai, Ustad Mubin Sahib, and inshallah as well. We'll be discussing this inshallah, the night of Qadr. And this is, as you know, the every day of Ramadan is a blessing. But this specific night, it's such an important night, such a great night, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would sit itikaf sometime in the whole of month of Ramadan to find this blessed night. And especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit itikaf to find this blessed night, inshallah. And this is the night we're going to be talking about. What is the fazilat of this night? And how we are spending this blessed night, such a secret night, but how are we spending this night? And how should we be spending this night as well? The Kharbai, night of power. Subhanallah, it's a title. The title itself is showing us how great this night is.
Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. We are fortunate to be blessed with the month of Ramadan. And in this month, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah Almighty has granted Laylatul Qadr to my Ummah.
Subhanallah.
This night, which was not granted to any other Ummah, Allah, any other nation before this. So this night in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat itikaf for the whole month, and the Prophet ﷺ then narrowed it down for us in the last 10 days.
Allah,
in the last 10 days, in the odd nights, we should search for this blessed night, the night of power. That night which is better than 1,000 months.
Subhanallah.
Better than 1,000 months, which approximately if you were to
look at... 1,000 months.
Yes, 1,000 months. If you were to look at that, that works out to approximately 83 years and 4 months.
Allah.
83 years and 4 months. Without that one night is the worship on one side of 83 years and 4 months, and this one night is on that. There's more than that. There's more khair, even more than this, inshallah, in this night. Alhamdulillah, there is more reward. But if we to think and look that, without comparison, that if somebody was to say to us, if I was to say, Abdurrahman bhai, that one day of your work and the wage you get of 83 years,
Allah,
you'll be breaking your back, sweating in that night.
You'll be there as soon as midnight hits.
As soon as Maghrib starts, you'll be there in the factory, in the workplace, working away. Or if you mention to us, just to help us understand that you get paid 83 years of your wages and 4 months, but it won't be told to you which night. But you'll be told it's in these 10 days.
Allah.
Even the, let alone the odd nights, even the even nights, we'll be working and striving for this.
Allah.
So what tends to happen now, Abdurrahman bhai, is that, yes, this is better than 1,000 months, and the nations before, when the Sahaba Ikram al-Bidwan, they heard that the nations before us, they used to do worship for 1,000 months in such a way, they used to worship all night, and in the day they used to fight in the way of Allah, they used to protect the boundaries, they used to fast during the day, and when they heard especially names like Shamun, Alay Rahman, they thought, how are we going to surpass these individuals? How are we going to compete with these individuals, these previous nations of Bani Israel? There's no competition with them. 1,000 years of their life and our life, 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, how are we going to compete with that? And when the Prophet ﷺ became sad, this beautiful gift was given to us in the form of Laylatul Qadr. That inshallah, that for this nation, don't worry. This one night you worship is better than 1,000 months for you. So now in this night, Alhamdulillah, we see in Ramadan, people are striving in Ramadan from day one. They're standing in Taraweeh, coming from work, but they're standing. When you stand and you listen to the Quran, the benefit is that your difficulties of the world, they go away. And when you sit and you listen to the Quran, your difficulties of the life to come the hereafter, the Akhirah, are removed and they go away. So people are tired, they come from work, they stand in Taraweeh, they listen to the Quran, they recite the Quran. But then when the last 10 days come, this intensifies, we want to do even more. And inshallah, these same people, they spend more, they give in the way of Allah more, they want to increase their worship. So that should be the case, that we should be increasing. But one thing that we have to, that we get into our tradition with, is that we are just putting all our eggs, as we say, into one basket. Mm. That this one night comes and the masjid is packed, and the whole effort is put into the 27th night. Whereas it's mentioned that it could be any of the odd nights. It's also been mentioned by a number of ulama that these nights, they change. It could be the 21st one year, it could be the 23rd next year. There are signs for this. Mm. And there are ways for the pious people to see these. But for the normal person, they won't be able to see these signs. So why put all your eggs into one basket? Why not on the 21st night? It could be the 21st night that is Laylatul Qadr. It could be the 23rd or the 25th or, yes, 27th, which is mentioned a lot that it could be mainly the 27th. It could be the 29th. After a couple of things are mentioned, first of all, 27th is that we put all our eggs into one basket. And we think, this night, I'm going to get all of this reward. So I'm not going to read Taraweeh the whole of Ramadan. I'm just going to read in this night. Why? Because the scholars have told you it's better than 1,000 months. And they have mentioned this. So I'm going to read everything in this night. It is better than 1,000 months. And then after this, I'm nowhere to be seen. So we're back then to the two saf again, the one saf in Taraweeh. Or after this, they think that's it. It's khatam of the Quran Sharif. And now Taraweeh has finished, mazallah, they think that this thinking comes into their mind that that's it, after this, there's no point coming back to the masjid. Why 27th night has gone? It could be on the 29th night. It could be on that night. And again, 29th night, you find less people. So this month is a very blessed month. We have to strive for it. We have to search for it. We have to, inshallah, especially in the last 10 days, it is sunnah to sit itikaf, solely for the purpose to find this night.
MashaAllah.
And those that get a chance to sit and try to find this night, inshaAllah, not only is the blessing of trying to find this night, but there's many other blessings we'll go into later. But this night of power, inshaAllah, we're supposed to get ready for this, inshaAllah.
MashaAllah. Ustaz Sahab, MashaAllah, aaj hamara topic hai, the night of power. MashaAllah, it's, you know, talking about power, and then a night which has power, iska mashallah aap kya iske bare mein madani phool farmayenge
ji is par to alhamdulillah quran pak ki puri surat hai suratul qadr to eh radi ki gall ki bande di qadr o manzilat edi shan subhanallah asal chakal salatu wassalam da shan e nuzul alama abdul aziz muhaddis dehlvi rahmatullah taala alayh ne is andaaz vich bayan farmaya ki akal salatu wassalam de dil ch khayal aaya حضور علیہ السلام دے قلب مبارک تے کہ پہلے دی جڑی امتاں سن انہاں دی عمرہ بہت زیادہ ہوندیاں سن تے عمرہ زیادہ ہوندیاں سن تے عبادت وی زیادہ کردے ہون گے لیکن اے جڑی امت اے اے دی عمرہ نارملی کم ہوندی اے امت عمر کم ہے تے پھر عبادت وی کم ہوئے گی تے اس وجہ نال نا آپ پریشان ہو گئے تے آپ دا چہرہ مبارک جڑا نا رنج تے غم دے اثر ظاہر ہو گئے تے اللہ تعالی نے اکل الصلوۃ والسلام مجھے اس ٹائم ملاحظہ فرمایا اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت نو گوارا نہ ہویا اللہ تعالیٰ نے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نو خوش کرنے واسطے حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دا غم دور کرنے واسطے سورۃ القدر نازل فرمایا
اللہ
اور فرمایا انا انزلناہ فی لیلۃ القدر بے شک ہم نے اسے شب قدر میں اتارا وما ادراک ما لیلۃ القدر اور شب قدر کیا ہے کہ لیلۃ القدر خیر من الف شہر کہ شب قدر ہزار مہینوں سے بہتر تنزل الملائکہ والروح فیہا بِإذنِ ربهم من کل امر سلام ہی حتی مطلع الفجر فرمایا اس میں فرشتے اور جبرائیل اترتے ہیں اپنے رب کے حکم سے ہر کام کے لیے وہ سلامتی ہے صبح چمکنے تک اچھا اندر فرمایا کہ انا انزلنا فی لیلۃ القدر قرآن پاک نو لیلۃ القدر چ اتارا گیا یعنی مراد ہے کہ لوح محفوظ تو آسمان دنیا قرآن پاک لیلۃ القدر دے اس نائٹ دے نازل ہویا. اچھا اس نائٹ نو عبادت کرن دی کی فضیلت ہے اور یہ برکت کی نے افتخار بھائی نے ماشاءاللہ مینشن کیتا. ادھے علاوہ بہت ساری احادیث بھی اس چیز سے دلالت کر دیا. آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا کہ جو بندہ شب قدر میں ایمان و اخلاص کے ساتھ عبادت کرے, جڑا بندہ ایمان تے اخلاص نال عبادت کرے او دے پچھلے سارے گناہ بخش دیتے جان گے. تے ماشاءاللہ رات ویسے بھی ہر تاک رات سانو کوشش کرنی چاہیے, تاک رات ہڈن رکھا گیا جی جی, تے اسی کوشش کریے یہ رات رمضان دی عبادت گزاریے تاکہ شب قدر کی فضیلت پا لیے.
Yes, dear viewers of Madisha, we're talking about Laylatul Qadr. We're talking about the night of Para, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And this is a night we should be all striving to achieve something. Why? We've heard the fazilat. It's worship. The person gets more reward than a worshipping of 1,000 months, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this is, you know, 83 years and 4 months approximately this sort of comes up to. And just imagine, are we going to just think that we probably won't even to live to see this age? Maybe if you're lucky we might able to, but 83 years of age and a person one night of worship is able to attain this blessing. So we should be in these days, in these nights, we should be looking for this blessed night. This is a night not to be missed, and this is a night we should be worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting to our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Inshallah, we will continue talking about this as well, inshallah. Ji,
Ji, according to a part of another narration, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding this blessed night of Laylatul Qadr, when he arrives with the command of Allah, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is sent. And it's mentioned regarding that Jibreel alayhi's arms are 100 arms he alayhi salam has, and out of those 100, two of which he opens only on this night of Qadr. These arms spread from east to the west, and Jibreel Islam commands the angels. And how many angels come? It's mentioned here, there are more angels come which exceed the number of stones on this earth. Allah. We cannot count those stones. More angels come than this, led by Jibreel Islam, who has 100 arms. Out of those 100 arms, he only uses two for this blessed night. Then it's mentioned that Jibreel Islam, he shakes hands with every Muslim who is offering salah and making zikr of Allah Almighty and to say Ameen to their supplications, to their du'as. And this continues through the time of Subh Sadiq to the time of Fajr. So here we learn that in this night, if you want your du'as to be accepted, you have the leader of the angels, Jibreel Ameen, saying Ameen. If you want to shake hands with the leader of all the angels, then in this night do the worship. Offer your salah. So how do we spend this night? This night of the Hanan is not to be walking around on the streets, not to be taking time out in restaurants and places. This night is in the masjid, the best of places, standing in qiyam, doing dhikr, reciting the Holy Quran. Then also we don't normally have the jazba to worship alone. Sometimes we say we're going to go home and we're going to continue our worship. But what happens is that because we haven't got that enthusiasm, that jazba, we go home, we end up falling asleep. But in the masjid, it's recommended that, read together, inshallah, motivate one another. Normally, salatu tasbih takes place. Normally, after that, people recite Quran together, sit together, recite Durood e Pak, encourage one another, motivate. These nights are very short anyway. Normally, if we think back to the longer nights, and we used to go to so many mehfils and then try to keep each other motivated and keep each other going. Why? Because this is the blessed night in which you don't waste a moment. Every night in the year we've been eating, we've been doing what we want. But this night, don't waste even a moment.
It's just one night, isn't it? If you're looking at it in that sense, you know, we've got the whole year, we're doing all these, whatever we want to do, at least one night.
That's of the Ramadan by just a few hours. It's not like the night that we're thinking of, eight, nine. It's just hours, isn't it? These hours, just dedicate them, inshallah, after Salatul Taraweeh. Dedicate, you stay in the masjid. In the masjid, there'll be normally a program in every masjid. The fazail will be mentioned of this blessed night. Motivation will be given, like I mentioned, Salatul Tasbih. Then recite Quran, recite Durood e Pak. And inshallah, in this blessed night, try to concentrate. Stay away from the distractions. Stay away from those people that may distract your friends. Just keep them on avoid or block them for that night and focus on the worship, inshallah, and all these difficulties that we have, all these problems that we have. This is the night that to make supplication, make dua, inshallah, your duas will be accepted.
MashaAllah. Yes, So this is just one night. In this night, try to spend it in ibadat. Try to spend it in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend it in asking from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making supplication, making dua. Inshallah, we'll be blessed. Inshallah, if our du'as are accepted, and we'll be blessed, inshallah, with the blessings of this dunya and the akhirah. My dear viewers of Manija, it's time for the advice of today, inshallah. Let's see what the advice of today is.
Ramadan is a month in which people, alhamdulillah, they frequent the shops more than normal. Why? Because every day is a special meal to look forward to at the time of iftar. And many of the family members, they have their own favorite dish. They request their mother to make it. So we go to the shop quite a lot in Ramadan. But one of the things that has been seen over the years is that rather than being well-wishers for the ummah, creating ease for the Muslims, shopkeepers think of Ramadan as a time to increase their profits. And they raise the prices of items, which isn't the best thing to do. Why? Because if you were to keep your prices the same or even lower them with good intentions, inshallah, you'll be rewarded. If you were to increase them just so that you can make a bit more profit, but at the same time, you're placing Muslims into hardship, that's not a good thing. Now, what mindset should we have? If this does happen, and it does happen, prices do increase and becomes difficult, then we should have the mindset that Ramadan is not just a month of eating, drinking. It's a month of ibadah. And how best will we be able to do ibadah if we eat less? Even though we're in a state of fast, I know that might sound difficult, but eat less, eat healthy. Don't always go for costly items. Eat sensibly. And inshallah ta'ala, in that way, your health won't be disturbed. And if you do this, then inshallah, you won't have to overspend as well. And an advice for the shopkeepers too. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when he was asked that the prices of kishmish, raisins, have been raised, they become very expensive, he said, buy dates instead. And what he meant by that is, if you buy dates instead, and because now the demand for kishmish will drop, automatically the prices will have to be lowered. We pray that all shopkeepers, businesses, they prosper, they gain profits, they're successful. But shopkeepers also have a responsibility not to take advantage of people, especially the Muslim ummah in the blessed month of Ramadan. So try not to raise your prices too much. Inshallah, Allah Jalla wa Ala will reward you for your good intention. And if possible, try to give offers in this blessed month. Hopefully, if you do that throughout the year, your business will be booming and flourishing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ability to act upon this. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, beautiful piece of advice from our Hafiz Kaleem Madani. Alhamdulillah, try to take these advices aboard, alhamdulillah, as well as the advices from our Muballigin. Alhamdulillah, we've been mentioning and been showing you the beautiful translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. Purchase this also from Maktabat al-Madina, those who want to. But this should be a must in everyone's home, alhamdulillah. Beautiful translation of Quran, alhamdulillah azawajal. So Harbhai, we're talking about the night of power, we're talking about Laylatul Qadr, and you know, I know you touched upon it briefly, but I think it's important that we actually speak a bit more detail in sense that, you know, you get people, I don't know how in different parts of the world how people treat this night, but you get, it's an opportunity for people to escape also, to get out of their homes. You see in some places in the UK here, you get on the night of power, on a blessed night, the youngsters, they get an opportunity because they don't normally spend a night outside. Who spends a night outside? When do the parents go give permission to spend a night outside? And they say, we're going to the masjid. The father is probably normally sleeping at that time, but he allows his children to go into the masjid and spend their time in the masjid on this night. But what you find is some of these youngsters, some of these young children, they're wandering the streets at night because they're an opportunity to go. Some are, mazallah, some to go to the extent of taking drugs on this night. You know, spending their time in the parks, in places like this, and spending in the wrong things. Although this is such a night of power, a night of blessing, alhamdulillah, a night of such great reward, night of forgiveness, yet people are spending on the streets.
Gee, that's very unfortunate. When a brother was mentioning that today, it is very unfortunate to hear that. Such a blessed night, that the previous ummahs, they weren't blessed with this auspicious night, and we have been given this blessed night, we've been blessed with it, and yet youngsters are using it as an excuse to get out of the house and do wrong. That is totally, you know, uncalled for, really. And parents should also be a little bit wiser to the extent that if your child hasn't been going for the most of the month, why is he so eager to go today? Why is he so keen to go out on this night? Why didn't he, where was he from the day one? If he was so enthusiastic, you would have seen him in day one, at least day two would have been there, or some of the other nights would have been there. Now, what happens is that In a lot of the masjids, the youngsters are causing a nuisance, they're causing problems, because as soon as the takbir is said, they're doing their own things downstairs in the hall,
yeah,
somewhere
chatting
else,
away,
chatting away, messing around. They know that as soon as the Imam Sahib has said the first takbir, they've got a good 5-10 minutes now of playtime. Now, parents, the father especially, should be going with the child. Mm-hmm. It's not the case that he's going to go to the masjid and he's going to be doing everything sensible. Nowadays, we know there's so many distractions out there. And the youngster should also think that it's mentioned that, yes, we have mentioned up to the time of Fajr that the angels are here, especially the leader of all the angels, Jibreel Islam. But when they return, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Jibreel Islam replies, Allah Almighty bestowed His special grace upon them and has forgiven all of them, except there are four types that are not even forgiven on this blessed night. And one of those is the one who is disobedient to his parent. Mm. So are you obedient by telling your parents lies and making plans and going to the masjid on this blessed night, that everybody's du'as are being accepted, people are being forgiven, but on this night, you're disobedient to your parents, and you're going to do these things. And you also mentioned another thing earlier, which was totally astonishing, that they're having sessions, or they're drinking, or they're smoking. Mm. Another of those individuals that won't be blessed on this night, who's in this category, is the alcoholic. These are major sins. Until you repent, feel ashamed, and you vow never to go towards these sins again, you won't be forgiven. I'll add to that, that this night is nafli worship. And it's another craze, and something that we're going towards is that mustahab. Those acts which are desirable, or which are not to the level of wajib or farz, we are emphasizing on those which are optional. So in this night, sit down and think to yourself, how much of my farz salah have I missed? Since I became an adult, how much farz salah have I missed? Calculate those. And why not start on this night of Laylatul Qadr to make those up? Start to count. Today, nowadays, we have the app. And in this app, you can calculate how many you have missed and start to fulfill those farz that you have missed. It's not the case of that you repent, but these farz are still upon you for you to make up. So start in this blessed night of Laylatul Qadr by making up your farz first that you've missed. If you have to give your zakat, make sure your zakat has been given on time. Not just in this night, but given on time. If there's any wajibat you have missed, your witr salah, for example, you have missed, you have to make up for these things. So one of the advice that I'll give is, in this night, sit down and start to calculate. And your qaza umri, all those salah that you've missed of your previous life, you need to make these up. It's not the case that it's just that I won't even try and I'll just be forgiven. You have to strive and make the effort. And then inshallah, you'll see the blessing. So my advice is that in this night, calculate your missed farz salah Allah and start to inshallah so make up for them.
Yes, dear viewers, mashallah, Tahar, by giving them beautiful madani tools about calculating on these moments, pondering over those salah which you have missed, and try to perform them types of ibadat on this blessed night as well, inshallah, and involve yourself in ibadat like this. Inshallah, we'll listen to a kalam, inshallah, and then we come back to our topic, get some madani proof from Ustad Mubin sahab, inshallah. Talking about the night of power. Sahab, time is very short. To be honest with you, we didn't get to discuss much things on this topic today. Kuch aur is mauzu ke baare mein, the night of power.
So, Laylatul Qadr ko Laylatul Qadr kyun kehte hain? Ye sunte hain to Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Hannan farmate hain ke is shab ko Laylatul Qadr chand wujuh ki wajah se kaha jata hai. Number 1, isme آئندہ سال کے امور مقرر ہوتے ہیں, میٹرز, معاملات, اور سارے وہ امور مقرر کر کے فرشتوں کے سپرد کر دیے جاتے ہیں. اس لیے اس کو قدر, قدر بمانا تقدیر, تقدیر جس میں ڈیسائیڈ ہوتا ہے کہ آگے کیا ہونا ہے. اچھا, اسی طرح اس کو قدر اس لیے بھی کہتے ہیں کہ اس میں قدر والا قرآن پاک نازل ہوا, اور اس کو اس لیے بھی قدر کہتے ہیں کہ جو عبادت اس میں کی جاوے اس کی قدر, قدر والی عبادت ہے. اور قدر بمانا تنگی بھی ہوتا ہے, اور اس لیے بھی اس کو قدر کہتے ہیں کیونکہ ملائکہ اس رات میں اتنے زیادہ آتے ہیں, اس قدر آتے ہیں کہ زمین تنگ ہو جاتی ہے. ان وجوہ سے اسے شب قدر یعنی قدر والی رات کہتے ہیں. تو اللہ تعالی ہمیں اس میں خوب عبادت کرنے کی توفیق عطا
فرمائے. ماشاءاللہ. Sadly, we're coming to the end of our silsila. Time is also up, sort of. Iftihar bhai, some final madani pools, inshallah, regarding.
There are two sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, whoever offers Isha Salah with Jamaat, it is as if he has stood half of the night. And whoever so offers Fajr Salah with Jamaat, it is as if he has stood for the entire night. And the second saying is, whoever offered Isha with Jamaat has definitely earned his share from Laylatul Qadr.
MashaAllah. So dear viewers of Madinah, make sure you do your Isha Namaz with Jamaat on this specific night as well. I just want to end up with those people who are going to be the unfortunate people, and we should be avoiding ourselves from them activities. If the Harbai lightly mentioned them, alcoholic or disobedient to the parents, and the one who breaks ties with his relatives, we should be joining ties with our family members. Also, the one who has malice and greed, breaks ties, we should be avoiding being from amongst these and make full use of this blessed night, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.